Okay, Dinah, what is your background in working with the disabled?
I worked in the field of rehabilitation for 23 years. 18 of those years were spent as a vocational counselor for the state of Wisconsin. I helped people with disabilities find employment in the community, and that was both within the vocational rehab system and then prior to that, working within sheltered workshops, assisting individuals with cognitive disabilities and severe and persistent mental health challenges in learning work skills, and then some eventually also went into the community.
Great. What are your own personal disabilities?
I was born with a mobility impairment, a nerve and muscle condition. It's called Charcot-Marie-Tooth disease. It's under the muscular dystrophy umbrella. And so for most of my life, I've had to walk with some kind of assistance, either walking, holding onto the wall, or using crutches, that kind of thing. And at the age of 35, I was diagnosed with trigeminal neuralgia, which is a chronic nerve pain that exists in the facial area. So it's sort of like electric shock type pain that hits in the cheeks and mouth and nose area. And I've been dealing with that on top of the Charcot-Marie-Tooth for about 10 years.
And did these prompt you to serve the disabled population?
Yeah, they really did. When I was younger, I remember having a conversation with my mom and asking her why I was the only person in the family that had a disability, because I have three older brothers and none of them had any physical challenges. And my mom gave me a very wise piece of advice. She said, you know, Dinah, just because your disability is more obvious, don't think that other people don't also have challenges. She said that everybody on the planet, without exception, has something that they're dealing with, whether it's a weight problem, a learning disability, self-esteem challenges. It doesn't matter what it is. Everybody deals with something. So don't ever feel like you're alone in this. And That hit me really hard at a very young age, and it really made me want to go into a helping profession.
Well, tell me why you decided to write this book.
I wrote the book because it seemed to me when I was diagnosed with the trigeminal neuralgia that there weren't any practical guides, at least none that I could find. It's very daunting to be a newly diagnosed person and wondering about survival. It can be a really lonely path. And because of that, once I had sort of gotten through my initial grief and adjustment kinds of things, I decided that it would be really beneficial to have something available. So I wrote the kind of book that I wished had been available to me when I was newly diagnosed.
And what is your personal philosophy about being disabled?
I feel that there's life after disability. That is my number one message to people. And I've been saying that to people for the whole time that I've been working in rehab, that yes, absolutely, disability brings with it unique challenges. It brings with it certainly some grief and some loss of dreams, or at least reworking of personal dreams, but I believe that there is life after disability and that we, the disabled, can thrive when we have the solid intent to do that.
So Dinah, what are the differences or the similarities between being born with a disability and acquiring a disability?
Being born with a disability is a much more gradual adjustment process. It's certainly fraught with challenges because, as we all know, kids can be mean. And so kids with disabilities have to journey through some very difficult experiences with teasing and that kind of thing. But it is a lifelong adjustment process. And it's something that people who are born with disabilities will, you know, we who are born with disabilities are adjusting throughout our lives to whatever our disability brings us. But again, it's gradual. The difference between that and acquiring a disability is that when someone acquires a disability, it is a sudden shock. It is like an overnight change of your life, your plans, your dreams, your abilities. And with that sudden shock comes grief and some very difficult emotional adjustment that needs to happen and really needs to happen with support, if at all possible. So I would say the main difference is that real sudden jolt that people who acquire a disability have to deal with.
Now, you have a lot of lists in the book. There's an identical list at the beginning of the book and at the end, and there are also short lists at the end of each chapter. What was your intent in this format?
I did that because people in crisis have a very difficult time absorbing information. And the whole book is meant to support someone who is in crisis. So the lists are meant to help people pull important points out of the book itself. That's what the lists at the beginning and at the end are for, to just be able to flip to that easily and say, oh yeah, that's right. You know, these are the things that the author, Dinah, thought were important. And then at the end of each chapter, I wrote just a few pertinent points as well, bullet points that I felt were important to remember. So again, people can get that easily and effortlessly. There's also a place at the end of each chapter for people to write down their own thoughts. And my thought about doing that, my reason for doing that, was so that people could write down what they were going through or what they wanted to remember, what spoke to them in the chapter itself. And hopefully, down the road, when they pick the book up again, they can use that as a measuring stick and say, wow, look at how far I've come. This is what I was worried about 6 months ago or a year ago, and I'm so far beyond that now. And they can use it as a tool to feel good and as reinforcement of their own progress.
That's great. Well, what do you hope to accomplish overall with this book?
Well, the book is really just a piece of a larger puzzle. I'm working in conjunction with Jim Roncaroni from Distinct Solutions out of Holland, Ohio, and we have a combined vision to offer training and seminars, webinars, teleseminars. Our goal is to get the larger message out to people with disabilities to, number one, help empower them, help them to step into their own individual ability to be good self-advocates. We also have an intent to provide support and training to rehabilitation professionals to really assist them in understanding the role of the team kind of thing, the team approach, so that the person with a disability has input into what's going to happen within that system that they're working with, within the rehabilitation system, and so that the rehabilitation professional doesn't have to feel like they have to carry the ball. When it's more of a team approach and when the person with the disability has an equal ability to participate and really drive the bus, so to speak, then at that point, the rehabilitation professional does not have as much of a tendency toward burnout because they don't have to come up with all of the answers. They have to be a team member, which really can help them do better rehab ultimately. So our goal is support on every level for the people with disabilities and for the people who support them.
Okay, great. And finally, are you available to speak to groups who may be interested in bringing you to their to address their staffs and your clients?
Absolutely. I would love to do that. I'm available to come out and speak to various groups. We also, thanks to technology and thanks again to Distinct Solutions, have the ability to provide training and support through webinars and teleseminars if it's not financially feasible for me to get to the location where the staff or the facility is. So we can be very flexible in our approach. We can be very supportive in helping facilitate whatever message it is, whatever kind of training you want to get to your group or your staff members or your team, whatever it is. We're out here to support you.